She may be a girl, but she is awesome. Let me tell you, I am so excited about this interview. You see, history will be made on Tuesday this week as DeWanna Witt will be sworn in as Hennepin County's first black and first female sheriff. After learning of her election victory, Sheriff-elect Witt stressed her focus to combat violent crime. But what specific plans have been put together to accomplish this goal, right? Well, ahead of the historic swearing-in event, we are honored to have Sheriff-elect Witt join us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, welcome to WCCO Radio. I'm so happy that you are joining us tonight.
Thank you, Jalen, for having me. I really appreciate it.
You will be sworn in on January 3rd. That's just like around the corner. And I got to ask you, have you stopped smiling? The smile I saw in the Star Tribune article, it's as though you said, thank goodness I made it here. You really wanted to do this, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You know, I've always just wanted to do the best I can, and I always have that servant leadership or that servant mentality where just doing good for others makes me feel good as an individual, as a person. So this is the topping of the cake right now.
It is the topping of the cake. How do you decide what is going to happen tomorrow or Tuesday as you prepare for this, as you know that, okay, the sworn is going to happen and I will be, right, the sheriff, the Hennepin County sheriff. How do you prepare for that?
You know, it's like every day, and I just take it as it comes. You know, I do believe in myself. I know I have a good support team, and, you know, I'm going to be focusing on not crying, actually, at that time, because it is important, and it is very meaningful. And, you know, I'm still in disbelief. I'm not sure if I felt the full effects of what has just happened with this election. But what I do know is that I have the passion and the know-how to do better, and that's exactly what I plan on doing.
You know, so many of us women, especially BIPOC, we know what it means to want to be in a position. But when you actually get there, how you deal with it from that initial moment is really sacred to so many. Tell me how you are looking forward to Tuesday and how you will begin that day.
Wow, that's a very good question. sorry, getting choked up now just even thinking and talking about it. But, you know, Tuesday morning, I'm going to do what I do every day. I'm just going to prepare myself to be the best version of me that I can be. You know, I've been really focusing on building relationships and building, like, that circle of strength, people with different walks of life, people who can encourage me. And make sure that I'm doing exactly what I need to do, what the people expect me to do, and just making sure I'm well-rounded. And so Tuesday morning, I just don't know how I'm going to deal with that day, but I'm going to just take it on and do my best to hold back tears of joy, if you will.
Right. And I hope you don't hold them back. I understand that you may want to. I get it. I would probably want to, too.
It's bad for your makeup,
I'm saying, you know? Yeah, I know. Bring that powder thing, you know, the little puff, honey. Make it work. But here's the thing. The challenge is that as black women, and we keep seeing our footsteps getting larger and larger in life, that is incredible. And you are a part of that. You are offering us that possibility because you did it, right? So you've already got people that will stand on your shoulders. They want to stand there with you and help you in any way you can. Tell us how we can help you in the great state of Minnesota, especially Hennepin County.
How can you help me? It's not to help the communities is to help me. You know, I know very well going into this that there will be people watching to see everything that I do, my decisions, how I move, basically. Mm-hmm. What I will say is that I won't get everything right, but I've never been one to let adversity take over me. You know, I'm a person who believes that we are successes not only by staying comfortable and sticking with what we know, but also by making decisions that need to be made. How can people help me is keep the communication flowing, and I promise to do the same. Let me know, what are your thoughts? How do the choices, the decisions that are made affect individuals and communities? You know, when we talk about even like our stakeholders, right, people who has a stake into just wanting us to be better. I believe that that can happen. And I think, you know, when I hear people say, what are we missing in leadership? It's people that actually care about the work they do. Something I said along my campaign is that this isn't just a job for me. I really do care about what happens next. And I am willing to take on that responsibility of making sure I get us to a better place because I believe we can. And I believe we will. I've never been one to sit back and just critique. I'm a doer, and that's what I'm doing now. So, again, going back to your question about how people can help me, keep talking to me. Keep talking to me and let me know. Because it's not about me. It's not just one vision. This is all of our vision. This is everybody has a stake in this. Every resident of Hennepin County, every business owner, every visitor. And, you know, I have, again, the passion to want us to do better, and I know that we can. And so I just need to know that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You just wanted to know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, in Hennepin County. But, you know, just even that representation, right? Because I was the little girl who didn't see any of this coming. I know what it feels like to feel helpless. I know what it feels like to when we have people that we believe are going to help us and protect us fail you. I know what that means. And so I strive to be the person that I needed to see, that I wanted to see. And I take this commitment to Hennepin County very seriously. And, you know, I just can't wait to get to work. I just can't wait to get to work. And, you know, it's one of those things how they say, I can show you better than I can tell you. So I look forward to showing the people that I am the right choice.
Hennepin County is deep and wide. We know this. And out of all of your time of studying and knowing and building relationships in Hennepin County, I can only imagine what that feels like when you're at the top of the heap. Because sometimes people look back and they think, well, you know, why does she run for that? Or maybe I should have run for that. And, you know, people start to question themselves because of what you have accomplished. What would the advice be for those African Americans or BIPOC communities who are saying to themselves, she did it, now how can I do it? What would you tell them?
Right. You know, I just swore in our first class of detention deputies here on Friday. And one of the things that I said to that class is remember the why. You know, I always surround myself with memorabilia, if you will, of the why, whether it's me helping victims or inspirational quotes and photos, but we have to remember the why. And so what I would say to people is remember why you want to do what it is you choose to do. It's been tough. These last few years have been overwhelmingly tough for the profession. But you have to remember why you're doing it. We can't lose that. And that's what I would say to inspire anyone who are facing adversity or questioning what it is they should be doing in their life. Remember why you want to do it.
Right.
And let that guide you into reaching your goals.
Are you hearing from the men that are there to support you as well, not just the women, but, you know, all that are interested in helping you lead the way? Are you hearing more from them? Are you excited to get started with those that are advocating for you?
Yes, I'm hearing from men and women alike. You know, the people who truly know me and know my heart, they know that I have stayed authentic and I stayed true to myself and I stayed true to this profession despite of all the things that have going on. I consider myself truly blessed that I have people that believe in me. They know my heart, and they know that I am making this choice for all the right reasons. And that is helpful. But it's men and women alike. It's interesting, right, though, when you think about it. Okay, it is going to be a woman leading the sheriff's office for the first time ever, and a black woman at that. I'm sure that makes some people nervous, like, oh, my goodness, put your seatbelt on.
Right.
What does that mean? Yeah. But for the people who know me and have taken the time to get to know me, you know, it's funny because no matter who it's been that I sat in front of, no matter what their views, whether they're same or different, I've always seemed to do very well with winning people over. And I'm proud to say I did that by staying true to myself and to my beliefs, not by pretending to be someone that I am not. And that is more verification to me as to why I am the right person for this job.
Well, it's interesting to me, some of those same words were in part of the article where you were talking about your comments were saying as a black person and woman to hold the office, I'm thinking about who did I just pave mm-hmm. the way for? That was powerful for me.
Yeah.
I was so excited that you said that because you're already looking ahead. There's so many leaders yeah. that don't start there. So I just want to say congratulations because that is very clear.
Thank you very much. And you know, we have to be because, you know what, our younger generation, they are watching. And to the adults, to elected officials, to every citizen, we have to do better. They deserve better. And, you know, when you take on the responsibility of an elected office or any job, we need to remember why we're doing it, and it needs to be for the right reasons.
In the article, it also says that you were pulling together a transition team. Have you started?
Yes. My transition team has started, and I've had interviews as recent as last week, like second or third round interviews, so that is still in the making. You know, it's interesting because I don't take it lightly. And something that I said to the current administration there is like anything that reflects anything like a good old boy system is out the window with me. I want the right people with the same passion that I do, that I have, so that we can be successful. You know, it's not just the residents that I need to think about at Hennepin County, but it's also the staff. And, you know, when thinking like that, you have to think leadership. And if you are a leader who does not believe that we can do better and that we should do better, then you're not the right person for my team. So it's been a very meticulous process in making sure that I get the right people who have that same level of passion to match mine and want to do better, not only for the residents, but for the men and women who come into that, to the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office every day. It has to be matching mine because I do care, and I know that there's others like me.
It blows my mind that you will now be, taken care of and leading 830 people, including about 330 licensed deputies. That's incredible. Did you watch someone, or were you very engaged with the last sheriff, and you got a chance to see how this works?
Well, I can say that I've worked under five sheriffs, right? I started my career with Sheriff McGowan at Hennepin County, then went on to Dakota County and worked under Sheriff Goodmanson, Bellows, Leslie, and then to come back to Hennepin County working under Hutch, Sheriff Hutchinson, if you will. But, you know, watching every leader or every person in those positions to see what worked for me and what didn't work for me. You know, it's interesting because when people don't like something, you tend to just throw that away. I'm a person
right.
who I put all tools in the toolbox because there's certain things, there's certain actions, there's certain ways in dealing with people that works with some and not for others. Works at certain times and not at other times. So, you know, I always kept my eyes open, my ears open, and, I can say that I am lucky to see so many different type of leadership skills, and I know exactly the type of leader I want to be.
I would love to meet you. Can I just say that? I'd love to just shake your hand. I think it's quite remarkable that you are now in this position.
Well, then we have to make it happen.
We have to make it happen because I'm standing tall, sitting down, and that's hard to do. Okay, final question for you. You talked about creating a separate advisory board focus on curbing crime mm-hmm. in Minneapolis because, of course, that's the largest city. And I'm just curious to know, how is that going? Are you thinking it through, or have you really started putting time in on making that come or bringing that to fruition?
So there's actually two advisory boards. You could say three. So the sheriff's offices typically do have citizen advisory boards. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I learned is that the people from advisory boards are usually handpicked. I want to know who's interested in being a part of this process. So, you know, I don't want to miss anybody. So there's going to be a process where asking people who are active and committed to their communities to be a part of that. Now, I'm not going without knowing that Minneapolis is a big, is going to have its own set of issues to talk with. So that's why it's like, okay, maybe I need a Minneapolis advisory board as well as the suburban advisory board, where we don't always meet together. But just to make sure that everybody's voices is heard, because it was quite clear on the campaign trail that the suburbs were worried about things that are happening in Minneapolis, taking resources from the suburbs. So I need to really figure that out to make sure that everybody, because my responsibility is to the entire county, is heard in those issues, whatever they may be, are heard. But there's something else important, something that's always been important to me, are our youth. I am also going to have a youth advisory board involving high schoolers. Mm-hmm. And hearing what through their lives, what they're seeing and what they need. You know, when we're talking about building bridges, and when we're talking about recruitment, even if you will, whether it's indirect or direct, those are the type of things that we need to do. And so there will be a teenage advisory board as well.
Awesome.
And I do think that's important for bridging those gaps.
And I must say, when you mentioned the suburbs, here's the, you know, whether it's the suburbs, the exurbs, my challenge is that we don't get to hear much about what's really happening in many of those neighborhoods. And not all of it is good. And so a lot of times we don't hear, we don't know all the stats for a lot of those places. I hope it comes to a point where all of our stats are presented out front and honest, right? So we all know what positions we are in when it comes to our neighborhoods and our community. So that's just one thing I'd like to send that to you and just say, please, please consider that, because the more we know about each other, the more we know each other. So I really appreciate you joining us tonight. Major
right.
DeWanna Witt, Hennepin County Sheriff-elect, will become the sheriff on this Tuesday, January 3rd. Thank you so much, and I am looking forward to shaking your hand. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care. Be safe.
You too. All right. Thank you.